This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The friendly skies have turned mean.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's safe to say the airline industry is in crisis mode. In fact, the head of Continental Airlines said it this morning. Then he announced 3,000 job cuts, and Continental will take 67 planes out of service. For his part, the CEO said he's declining his salary and any bonuses for the rest of the year. United announced similar moves yesterday. The airlines aren't alone in their misery, though. The restaurant business is having a pretty tough time, too. There was a report that the company that owns Bennigan's, Steak and Ale, and some other chains was close to bankruptcy. The company, Metro Media, denies that, but says it is restructuring its debt. More now from Ashley Milne-Tite.
Metro Media is a private company and doesn't release numbers. But Sarah Lockyer, financial editor at Nation's Restaurant News, says Metro Media's restaurants like Bennigan's are suffering.
It's still seeing an absolute decrease in guest traffic.
She says an increase in the minimum wage and high commodity costs are hurting all the mid-range chains. In a good economy, it wouldn't matter as much, she says. But when times are tight, casual dining means slumping on the couch with a tray rather than paying $8 for a main course at a restaurant like Bonanza.
I mean, people are trading down from these because you still have to pay your tip, you know, and it's a larger check, especially if you bring out the whole family, than going to a quick service.
Now, many restaurants need to renegotiate their debt in order to stay in business. Lockyer says casual dining was already on a downward spiral. Consumers began to tire of too many similar chains just as fast food joints started jazzing up their own menus. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Despite the tight credit market, companies are still trying to make deals happen. There's word this morning that Verizon is in talks to buy Alltel for close to $30 billion. The merger would create the country's largest mobile phone company. The stock markets are a mixed bag this morning. In Asia, the Nikkei fell a bit, but other markets had small gains. In Europe, London is down, but other markets are up a fraction. The Dow is at 12,390 after falling 12 points yesterday. The Nasdaq added 22. The S&P 500 was flat. Oil's at 122 and change this morning. Fuel costs are having an unintended effect on the condition of our roads. Today, the House will look at why a federal highway trust fund is about to go broke. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
Back in 2005, Congress approved almost $300 billion in transportation projects. It planned to pay for all this with proceeds from the gas tax. But high gas prices mean Americans are driving less, and funds for highway improvements are drying up. John Horsley runs the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials.
States are facing the loss of approximately $13.5 billion come October. It'll be a massive cut.
A bipartisan commission recently recommended hiking the gas tax to balance the books, but Jack Basso, a former official at the U.S. Department of Transportation, is skeptical.
I give you this 100% certainty. Before the election, nothing is going to happen on that issue. That's for sure.
But over the long haul, Basso believes every option has to be on the table. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
Last night, Hockey Town won another Stanley Cup.
It is brought right back in. A little pass to the front backhander. Samoska! And that's it! The Detroit Red Wings, for the fourth time in 11 years, are the Stanley Cup champions.
Detroit beat Pittsburgh 4-2, so the season is over. But the journey is just beginning for the actual Cup. It's about to travel the world as it does every year. Somebody has the job of following it around, and that somebody is Phil Pritchard with the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, Phil, where is the Stanley Cup right now?
Right now, it's Nick Lidstrom's house. Part of the ritual or tradition on the first night, the captain is responsible for it.
So the basic concept here is that each member of the team gets to keep the cup for a day?
Basically, yeah. And, I mean, each member of the team, that means that's all the players, that's the coaching staff, the owners, the equipment managers, the doctors, everybody's part of that team.
And they can take the cup anywhere they want?
Pretty close to it. Like, you look at the Red Wings roster, there's a Russian, a Slovak, Czech Republic, Finn, and Swedes.
What's the strangest thing you've seen happen with the cup?
The strangest thing? I mean, we've been mountain climbing with it. We've been fishing with it. We've been at churches for kids to be christened out of it. We've been to sauna parties over in northern Finland and Sweden. And all of these things sound weird, but when the guys explain why they want to do this afterwards, it all makes sense. It's part of who they are and what they are.
Have you ever gotten nervous about the cup getting damaged or lost or anything like that?
I mean, I think one of the things about it is it's the cup's 115 years old and it's an inanimate object. So it does get scratched. It does get dinged in that because it gets passed around from winter to winter, and you never know what's going to happen, whether it's going to hit the side of a locker in the change room or it's going to hit a kitchen door at someone's house. But the players all respect what it is. They've spent their lifetime winning this, and they know this 24 hours is pretty special for them.
Thank you, Phil. Get some sleep. I know it's been a long night.
The whole trip's just starting.
Yeah. All right, Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the Stanley Cup. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. It was a pleasure talking to you.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.